But joining us today on the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, is Oriol Peremicau, the co-founder of Scored, a brand new social platform dedicated to field hockey. Oriol, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, it's been hard to miss Scored. We've seen lots of activity on social media, in particular from the likes of the European Hockey Federation. So you're obviously getting a bit of traction with what you're doing. Could you let the listeners know what Scored is all about and, where does it come from?
Yeah, for sure. Basically, Scored is a social platform that wants to connect hockey players, coaches, and clubs of any level worldwide. That's a bit our idea and our goal. But everything came, basically, I will do a bit of background about myself because that's what the idea came from.
We always want to hear your hockey history.
Yeah. So basically, I played since I was 10 years old all my life for Athletic Tarasa. But when I was around 25 years old, I decided that was the time to do a change in my hockey career, and I moved to Belgium. Back then, I played 2 wonderful years for Dragons and another 2 great years for Antwerp Hockey Club. And on that last year that I played in Belgium, that was actually the previous season, I met a guy called Shane Neal. It's a former player from New Zealand. He played the last Olympic Games. And we were talking about sometimes how difficult for people is to find a club to play overseas or to play in even sometimes in the same country, just to move clubs for whatever reason. And that's how the idea of a Score start being cooked.
So you had those initial conversations. Where does the path then lead you?
It drives us towards plenty of ideas and paths as all the startups. But basically, we find a great partner in Belgium. That's my co-founder, Sebastian Kamen. That help us out to bring Score where it is right now, that it's a global community. I think that it's fair to say that it's right now the biggest hockey community out there, with more than 1,100 players and more than 300 coaches that are already on board. We are close to hit on the 1,500 members, so we are really proud about it in less than a month, and more than 100 clubs worldwide. So I think it's a big accomplishment. We don't want to stop here, of course. But that's where we're heading to. It's to create the biggest hockey community worldwide, where everybody feels welcome, that everybody finds their own space. Right now we have players, coaches, and clubs, but we are planning to integrate as well federations, umpires, responsibles of clubs. Everybody should find and should have their own place, as well the brands, as well media partners, as you guys feel welcome. So that's a bit where we are heading to.
Oriol, did you have any experience doing this sort of thing beforehand, any of you guys, or is it something you thought, well, that's a good idea, let's dive in and learn along the way?
Being completely honest, no. I have a background in law. And I've had all my years of hockey. I did also a master's in a sports law. But when I went to Belgium, I changed my career path towards marketing and online business. So somehow I had a bit of an experience of online businesses, but not about platform and communities. But we found that was lacking the market for something like this. And hockey, even though of course we have our background, all of our team has a background in hockey and they're hockey passionates. That's what join us together. But I think that hockey is the perfect sport to start a platform like this. Everybody that is involved with hockey, somehow, I don't know why, but they're all hockey passionates. All everybody's willing to help you out. I think that you guys can feel exactly the same, because I'm pretty sure that everybody that you are talking to feel exactly the same about hockey. Everybody's so passionate. Everybody's willing to help. Everybody's somehow has their own opinion about hockey. So it's a real live sport. And that's why we thought that that was worth the shot to start such a company, such a platform.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great idea, and it's funny that you say that. We spoke to Jade from Jade Bloomfield from Hockey World News 2 weeks ago on the show, and he was another one that had an idea, didn't have any journalistic background, but thought, hey, let's just give this a go. And we hear this story time and time again from, like you say, passionate hockey people, and just like us, seeing an opportunity, go, right, you know, we should be doing this. Why aren't we doing this for the game? And the support along the way is fantastic. Every single step. Now, are you just aiming at elite players? Is it just about clubs getting top players in, or is this for the hockey everyman?
It's for hockey everyman. What we how we sell ourselves, and we are trying to repeat that. We are growing a community, so it's not just for top players, not at all. We have plenty of clubs looking for players for their third regional team, women, men. So everybody should feel welcome. Doesn't matter your level, doesn't matter your country. You will have a place in the score for sure. That's what we are aiming for, to create this community where everybody feels welcome. And if you are willing to play overseas because you find a new career path over there, hockey related or non hockey related, you should be able to keep playing your love sport. And that's what we would try to achieve. Of course, top players are welcome as well. So it's, the idea is that we find you, again, repeating myself, we have a place for everybody in the hockey world. That's what we are trying to build, and that's where we are heading to.
Yeah, I think sometimes it is just that introduction, isn't it? It's to open the doorway, and then once you get into the clubhouse, then everything just seems like it was at home.
Correct. The idea is that behind every, so it's a bit different when you're now talking with me more about the platform and how it works. It's a bit different when you are signing up as a coach or a player, because it's basically your own decision. I'm coming there, I create my own profile, and I start connecting with whoever I want. In the club side, you have to create a profile, and the people who create that profile should be responsible for that club.
Yeah.
That we are making sure that this is happening, because we don't want any problems with any club. So a responsible should be behind. And that's the good thing of the story, because people that are contacting that club or being contacted by a certain club will be sure that the person who is behind that and who is sending that message will be a person that you have to talk with, that will have the power to, if in the case that you want to be redirected to certain people, he will find it. But for sure, if it's the technical director, the manager, the coach, there's plenty of people behind that you can be interested in contacting. You'll find the right one.
Yeah, I think it's important to get in touch with that right person and save time and not have any time wasters and have a decision maker at the end of the line.
Correct.
How else do you see this hockey community evolving? I've had a look at your website. It looks great, by the way. It's a really nice looking website, and I will sign up even though I'm not planning to move anywhere in the foreseeable future. But, you know, what other plans do you guys have? How do you see this expanding beyond just being a basic recruitment tool?
Yeah, so basically we enter in the market as a transfer platform, but we don't want to sell ourselves like this, because basically we saw after the launch, and that's, I think, how all good startups should act. We react on the market needs. And we saw after this big launch that there's a need of a community platform. We don't want to become the recruitment platform at all. Of course, we have recruitment tools inside, and everybody's feeling welcome to check that out. And if they want to play abroad and overseas, they will find the right club. That's for sure. But we want to to help guys like you, for example, that you are not aiming to move, and we want to help you out to find a place where you feel welcome, and when you find whatever you're looking for in the hockey world, meaning news, meaning broadcasters, events. So if you want to find an event in the other side of Australia, or you're planning to come to Europe, okay, I have free time and I would love to visit the club or to see a match, you will be able to see it on Scored as well. So we want to create a place where all the stakeholders of the hockey world are represented, and somehow that you can find whatever you're looking for. Meaning, I'm willing and I'm aiming to see or to watch a match right now, where I can watch it, or highlights, or check the profiles of the best players of the world. Some gamification, some ideas that that we have planned on our roadmap for this year and the coming ones. That's what we're heading to. I don't know if I was not concrete enough, but that's a bit our idea, to create a community with plenty of content. When you have your newsfeed as well, when you see all the transfers happening worldwide as well, that's a cool feature that we're gonna reveal soon, where you will be able to see the transfers happening worldwide. There's nothing like this on the market right now, so we are planning to bring it up, like I said, pretty soon. Also, to find a place where you can read, watch, or hear you guys, for example, podcast from any part of the hockey community. So, and there's also an event step. So there's plenty of things, related with each other. There's also brands, that's a pretty cool future, where you will be able to see promotions for, we hope, and we are working towards that, all the brands worldwide, integrating services that any player or coach could possibly need when they move, learning languages, yeah. There's here plenty of possibilities.
Look, I think it's a fabulous idea what you're doing. And even though I'm not likely to be moving anywhere soon or seeking a transfer, I'm not sure anybody can afford the fee at the moment.
Oh, we're in pretty high demand.
We are. But is it also the sort of thing someone could use? Say my missus came home and said, you've got to take me to Spain for 2 weeks. Would it be something I could use to just perhaps slip a couple of games in on the sly while I was there? To be able to contact the club and say, look, I'm going to be in your town on this weekend. Is there any chance of having a run?
Yep. So the idea is, like I said, this community thing should be giving you the opportunity to contact any club worldwide. That's our aim. Of course, the big one. And we're going to spend the time to do it. But of course, it's for recreational players. We are creating more and more value for you guys and for them, to be able to enjoy the hockey at the fullest. Here in Spain and India, whatever you feel like, you should be able to find a place where you can play somehow a bit of a hockey and enjoy, sharing like Belgium style, for example, a beer, with a couple of guys. That's for sure one of our main ideas. I cannot tell you when are we going to release this, but it's on our roadmap. Yeah, definitely.
So what's the process? So there's a 42-year-old average hockey player just talking to you right now, and like John said, I'm traveling. Let's just say I'm going to move to Spain. How do I go about getting online and getting registered? And what's the process? Where do I go?
It's pretty easy. You can create the profile in 2 minutes, 5 minutes max. The idea, you go to score.com, you register, you can register via Facebook or using your email, and then you start creating your profile. There's plenty of information you can fill in, from the general ones, social media, your short bio, your age, position in the field, but more, we can go more deeply, you can create your club history, so all the clubs that you have played for, years, your achievements, skills, you can define yourself with skills. Your outside hockey information, that's a pretty good one as well, because we want to offer more than just hockey. We want to give you the full package, and that's a bit towards my personal experience as well.
So that's accommodation, work, you know, opportunities to earn some money.
Yeah. If you want to coach, you should be able to say so. Not just, okay, I'm going to play there, but I'm open to coaching opportunities too. So you should be able to say so. That's a bit in 5 minutes time, the user experience that we created, I think it's really, really good. We are really proud about it. So in 5 minutes time, you should be able to create a really cool and complete profile.
And am I able to post a video of the two goals I score every year?
Correct. Yeah. And even if you score more, you should be able to place them there too. Yeah. There's
No. I never score more than two. Ariel, never more than two.
So there's a media site on each profile where you can drop, images and videos, about your achievements, about whatever you feel like sharing with the community. There's something also that you need to know, and that's somehow part of this community building. We have some features like the skills, like you said, and we are planning to develop more, but the skills is a pretty easy one to foresee, that the community is helping each other to verify the information that you're dropping on your profiles. Because of course, we are in a position that you are creating your hockey CV. So sometimes you're creating this hockey CV just to have a window towards the world, to just enjoy score, to enjoy the community, to be part of this. But of course, we created the score as well to help people to play in other countries and in other clubs. So that sometimes is your own hockey CV. So to make sure that all the information that you place in your profile is correct, we have provided certain features that the community is helping to verify that.
How do we go with language barriers? Is there anything that's set up in Spanish, in Portuguese, in French? What's the situation with that?
Not yet. We have a plan to develop and to translate the platform in multiple languages. Actually, the platform is ready. So in the back end, is ready to be translated as soon as we decide to. But of course, this is taking a lot of time. So we decided to build the platform just in English for the moment. And as soon as we have also the time, because there's plenty of things that we need to do.
Yeah.
As soon as we have the time, we're gonna be able to translate it in plenty of languages.
Ariel, have you got any sponsors on board at the moment? Is there anybody that should be thanking for you to be able to bring this platform to us?
We have SelfPass on board that they help us from the beginning. We have others coming, but. We have eTalki. There's a platform that somehow is a platform like us that connects students and teachers worldwide to learn languages.
Okay.
We have Nutrizan as well. There's a nutrition and supplements company back in Belgium. And there's also Art. There's a physiotherapist and gym that it's based in Antwerp as well that he has joined recently our platform, and we're really happy because they are working with plenty of players in Antwerp doing rehabs and specific trainings to avoid injuries. So those are the actual partners that we have. We're working towards we have a really good relationship and with EHF. They are really helping us out to promote it. Like I told you guys. And also, we are talking with plenty of brands right now. So we are looking forward to onboard them really, really soon.
So have you got anything promotion-wise set up for, you mentioned EHL there, for Knockout 16 in Rotterdam?
For the moment, I'm going to play there. So I will be focused on the tournament itself. But yeah, I have plenty of meetings over there to tackle certain things that I cannot deal yet.
Well, hopefully there'll be a few tackles on the field as well, Ariel.
Who are you playing for, Oriol?
Athletic Terrassa.
Okay.
We are playing against Heracles, a Belgium team, in a week. Friday next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I've got a favourite team.
No, you haven't, John. Sorry, okay. I'm just going to have to let John know that Heracles, the club colours are black and white.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. They're in a different country.
So our club is a black and white striped club as well. And there's some good stories coming out of Heracles as well, being involved, isn't it? Because it's been a long journey there. I think you guys from Terrassa have maybe a little bit more prominent in your European hockey.
Yeah, we had a good, let's say, a good relationship with the European tournaments. We've played EHL. I think that we missed maybe 1 year since EHL started. And yeah, I think I don't wanna lie here, but I think that we have won 2 or 3. European Cups in our history, so lose plenty of time.
Oh, look, all the best for that, Oriol. That's fantastic.
Well, just can you let the listeners know a little bit about your preparation for the tournament at the moment, where you're at club-wise?
Yeah, we've been busy with the national competition. We had actually this weekend
the cup final.
Really nice. Yeah, the cup. The Copa del Rey, it's called.
Yeah.
It's a specific tournament that it's just, it's a tournament that it's just played in Spain. It's a 3-day tournament, with the top eight teams from Spain. We ended fourth. So it's a bit of a mixed feelings. We're aiming for more, but. Things went. We had a tough semi-final against Egara. We lost 2-1. Had plenty of chances to level the score, but we didn't manage. And at the end, the third and fourth position, we played against FCV Barcelona, and we lost in the shootouts. So it was a pretty tough competition, but we got a lot of learnings from this one. We are facing Club de Campo, so the second on the competition right now. This weekend we go to Madrid to play, and it's a really good preparation towards EHL next week. So, looking forward to face these two upcoming games.
So you do have a fair bit of travel there in Spain, don't you, for the top games?
Sorry?
You have a fair bit of travel for the top games there in Spain. Obviously, you've got the three top clubs fairly close to you in Terrassa, but then you've got to travel to play some of the other sides.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm joking. It's always what I'm telling to my teammates. I was not missing at all. Because in Belgium, it's a really small country.
Yeah.
So in an hour drive, you're everywhere. And here you have to travel the entire weekend, meaning that you take a bus. You're with your teammates for 6-7 hours in a bus. On a Saturday, you get there by night or late afternoon. And you have time just for a quick dinner. You wake up the day after, quick breakfast, and you head straight away to the game and 8 hours back. So,
and of course, the 8 hours back would just be a very quiet trip back, and you'd all sort of sip on a couple of lemonades and maybe have a bit of a sleep.
Yeah. That's a bit how plenty of movies, plenty of conversations inside the bus as well. Yeah, somehow, if you have great teammates that I have, it's those buses are better, let's say, like,
yeah.
are funnier. But sometimes it's pretty tough. Sometimes it's pretty tough, depending on where you're heading to.
Well, look, we wish you all the best with the EHL coming up, and we're obviously looking forward to catching that on EHL hockey.tv. It's going to be fantastic. Look, and we really love watching the Spanish games that we get. There's some pretty good coverage come from La Liga 4 Sport. And I, in particular, love the commentary. Don't understand a word of it, but the passion that the boys put into it is fantastic.
Yeah, it was Yeah, it was a passionate day, that I can tell you. Yeah, definitely.
Before we let you go, Ariel, how do you spell goal in Spanish? Because as far as we can tell from the Argentinian post that they put up, it's G-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-A-A-A-A-L-L-L-L-L-L. Is that how the Spanish say it as well?
Yeah, I can say so. Yeah, we are pretty enthusiastic people over here, so we highlight a lot this, yeah. We put the accent on the goals, yeah. That's true.
Oh, it's great to hear. It is great to hear. It makes it really exciting. I love it.
But it's important that we have these celebratory moments in hockey, isn't it, John?
It is indeed.
Ariel, thanks so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Great to see that Scored is getting some traction. And, yeah, we implore all of our listeners to get on and get registered. And who knows where the hockey world could lead you.
And we should point out that website is S-C-O-R-R-D. Is that right, Ariel?
Yes, S-C-O-R-R-D. Yeah, and, that's
common. And it's a pirate website, because you're scarred.
But people can find you on the socials as well, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Where do they look?
Yeah, they can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for sure.
And that's all just search Scored, S-C-O-R-R-D, and they'll find you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Ariel, thank you very much, guys, for having me.
It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.